maybe went to it a little too late. Harbor Beach's defense comes on the field.
And we have a rugby scrum out to about the 37-yard line. Out for about a 2-yard gain. On the bottom of the pile is a blue jersey. That'd be Alan Rapin somewhere in there. A 2-yard gain brought down by Harbor Beach's number 56, Justin Wushlager, linebacker. Second down, 8 yards to go from USA's own 37-yard line.
I think you can give him 1/6 of the credit of the tackle. There was probably 6 or 7 Harbor Beach guys standing up. Alan Rapin slowing down his momentum. They're going to give him 2 yards. That would be at the very most. USA with a chance to flip the fields here on Harbor Beach. Only down 1 score.
It's a handoff to Gettle coming around the right gap across the 40-yard line out to about the 41-yard line. It will be a gain of 4 yards on the play. Jerseys and bodies all over the field now as this one's becoming an old classic Big Ten-style game where everyone's just going to keep running right up the gut. And Harbor Beach with the tackle brought down by number 32, Cole Anderson, middle linebacker for Harbor Beach. Third down and 4. For USA at their own 41-yard line. First down markers of the 45.
Cole Anderson playing that left linebacker. That's his responsibility. When that run play goes to the right, his gap to fill. He makes the tackle, but not until a 3 or 4 yard gain.
And it's a handoff to Alan Rapin. It looks like he's going to be very close to the first down marker all the way out to the 45-yard line. Brought down by number 51, Kendall Gintner, the nose guard. And no word from the officials of where this one is. And they're going to give him that. So it's a first down for USA.
I knew it was close again there, Clark. But
it seems very close.
They don't like to measure. They take one look, and it's either first down or it's not. There's nothing in between.
Mark Emmendorfer, your referee tonight, making those calls with 2020 vision.
I hope those lines are straight.
I certainly hope so. It doesn't look like from this angle. First and 10 at the USA 45-yard line. Trying to tie or take the lead on this possession. Kramer rolls to his left, going to keep it for himself, and he comes down to midfield, and he's tackled after a 5-yard gain. Number 16, Nathan Seaman, as well as number 65, Jacob Deere, in on the tackle. For a 5-yard gain for Micah Kramer. Second down, 5 to go. Clock continues to roll. 8 minutes, 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And a penalty coming out of the Harbor Beach secondary. And this will be against the Pirates.
I'm not sure. Did they signal, other than personal foul, what that penalty was for?
And it's a 15-yard walk-off. So from the 50-yard line all the way down to the 35-yard line of Harbor Beach. The Pirates cannot seem to shut out the Patriots in this ballgame. They came out with a lot of momentum, leading 16-0. Then slowly but surely, these USA Patriots stayed in the fight, and now they have the potential to take the lead. 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in regulation.
The only thing I can think of was there was a late Harbor Beach guy to hit the pile, also a late hit variety. That's the only penalty I could guess that it possibly could be, but nonetheless, USA rolling now.
And off to Gettle, right up the gut, across the 35, down to about the 33-yard line, a 2, maybe 3-yard gain. Brought down by number 56, Justin Wushlager, linebacker. Second down, 7 yards to go for USA. They seem to be in no hurry. 7 minutes, 55 seconds left in regulation. They trail by 6 points.
Why would you be? You're only 6 points down. If you can milk as much clock as possible, find your way into the end zone, get a conversion, you take the lead late in this game and put all the pressure on Harbor Beach.
And we have whistles, and it's a official timeout. And it almost appears that we have
some sort of helmet malfunction of some kind.
As Justin Wushlager running off, so he's going to have to sit out a play. And coming in, replacing him, that looks like it's number 29, Devin Finkel. A 5'6", 165-pound junior. Second down, 7 to go for USA in Harbor Beach territory. 22-16, Harbor Beach leads. And it's a Gettle handoff across the 30, coming down to about the 29-yard line. Depends on the spot. It'll be a 2-yard gain. They're marking him down right at the 30-yard line, brought down by Robert Emming, defensive end for Harbor Beach. 5 yards to go on third down for the Patriots at the Harbor Beach 30-yard line. 7:14 left in regulation.
Seen a lot of that 3 yard in a cloud of dust, which is what your tee offense, that's all you want is 3 yards at a time minimum. That's what USA has been able to get here in the second half, and then eventually they get that chunk play. But as of right now, we roll under 7 minutes to go in this ball game. USA trails by six, but they have the football at Harbor Beach's 30, putting a drive together.
Kramer hands off inside to Josh Lang, and Harbor Beach stuffs him there about the 29-yard line out for about a gain of a yard only. Sets up a fourth down and four to go. And Wischlager, back in the game with a fixed helmet, makes the tackle. Fourth down and four for USA at their Harbor Beach's 28, maybe 29-yard line.
That's a tough one there for USA, as they have third down and four, maybe five to go. They're only able to get 1 yard. Now fourth down and four is kind of a tough situation. Hard to decide what to do, but their offense has had some room to run here, whether it be to the outside or up the middle. They've had some opportunities. We'll see if Graben gets the quick hitter, or does Micah Kramer take it to the outside?
On fourth down, back to pass. Kramer throws downfield. He has a receiver open, and James Shelkey kills up for it. It's incomplete. Brennan Prime fell down at the 5 yard line. Both the defender and offensive player were looking at the ref like they wanted a flag. None was pulled as a turnover of downs. First down for Harbor Beach.
There was only one thing different that could have happened on that play. It was either an incomplete pass or Brennan Prime was getting offensive pass interference as he lost his balance, whether he was trying to create contact with Shelkey or not. But he extended those hands as he fell to the ground and pushed Shelkey to the ground, probably prevented an interception. But nonetheless, Harbor Beach's defense makes the stand, is ready for play action pass, forces a turnover, and now they take over the football with just under 6 minutes to go in this game at their own 28-yard line.
The past four possessions have resulted in a fumble for each team and a turnover of downs for each team. Handoff to Cole Anderson rumbles out all the way across the 35, nearly to the 40. And looks like it's going to be about an 11-yard gain. Move the chains for Harbor Beach on their first down. All the way out to the 40-yard line. It's an 11-yard gain. Stops the clock with 5:47 left.
Not sure what took so long, in my opinion. You know I'm a fan of the spread offense, but Shelkey dials up the spread offense here, and they one run play to Cole Anderson, and he finds 10 yards and a first down. They get the ball out to their own 40-yard line. A big gain on first down. Harbor Beach with the momentum right now after that fourth down stop, but I definitely think Harbor Beach's offense is much, much better out of the spread offense.
And it's a handoff to Cole Anderson again. He tries to go around the left gap, and this one stopped in the backfield back at the 39-yard line. A nice defensive stop for USA's front line. Drew Revert in on the tackle. Second down, 10 and a half to go. 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Clock continues to wind down.
Shelkey, that's James Shelkey, your quarterback. Going to have to still remain focused and read this defense. If there's anything he's got to continue to work on, is not give up the run play. He put the ball in Cole Anderson's arms, let him run the ball no matter what. He's got to scan the defense. They overloaded that side, and here this time he keeps it himself.
James Shelkey leaps over the line of scrimmage like a gazelle all the way to midfield for a 10-yard gain, very close to the first down marker. We'll see if they give this one to him or not. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter, and there's the signal. First down for Harbor Beach on a James Shelkey 10-yard gain. Again, these officials are giving first downs out like it's Oprah out here for both teams.
Like I said, I really hope that those lines are straight, because that both ways they have been.
These are very close.
It looks pretty close. Let's move the chains. So they do it again here. This time Harbor Beach gets that benefit for a first down. But just as I was saying on the play before, James Shelkey was giving the ball to Cole Anderson no matter what. And I think if he would have read the defense a little closer, he'd have kept it himself. We just mentioned we got to get other guys involved in the game. But if they're going to lean Cole Anderson's way, that's where Shelkey has to take it the other way. And he does there for a big gain.
Shelkey keeps for himself, goes around the left end of the defense. He's out for the right at the 30 to the 25 to the 20, has one man to beat, and spins out to the 5 yard line, and finally brought down by Josh Lang after a huge 45 yard gain for the quarterback keeper of Harbor Beach with 4:04 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach leading by 6 points, 20-16, first and goal from the 6 yard line, a 44-yard run.
That was the same play Harbor Beach ran on fourth down and three. Shelkey just tried to power his way for that first down, didn't get the spot. This time he gets to that same spot and kicks it to the outside. USA is completely engulfed in the straight ahead run. He kicks it to the outside and then turns on the afterburners, and a shoestring tackle keeps Harbor Beach out of the end zone for now.
Two wide to the right, one to the left, two men in the backfield with Shelkey in the shotgun. Now the Pirates taking as much time off the clock as possible, trying to get that play clock down to five. Handoff to Cole Anderson, down to